This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Communities that rely on tourism are trying to squeeze what they still can out of a summer impacted by wildfires and smoke. Outside Leadville, the Willow Fire has been burning since late June. Visitations dropped there about 30% last month. Nancy Bailey owns Leadville Exchange, a consignment shop on the main avenue.
Beyond the structural injury to the community, the economic injury is something that I think needs more attention.
Across dozens of resort towns in the Mountain West, early data from travel company Intopia shows July numbers were mostly flat compared to last year. Golf courses aren't often seen as friends of the environment. That's because of their sizable water and chemical usage. But a new partnership between Denver Botanic Gardens and the Colorado Golf Association hopes to change that. At Common Ground Golf Course in Aurora, Becky Huft says plants and birds can share space with all the par threes and double bogeys.
There's a lot of area that we can have native plants and have animals living and, you know, birds coming in and having habitat. So the idea is to find better ways to work with these golf course spaces to improve the wildlife habitat.
Huft is a conservationist with the gardens. She hopes the project spreads to courses across the country. Meanwhile, more than 300 cyclists are making their way across the Rocky Mountains this week. Cyclists set off in Crested Butte and then cycled to Buena Vista, Salida, Gunnison, and finally end the tour back at Crested Butte where they began. Well, there are no rolling road closures, state officials are urging motorists to use caution when traveling on highways and roads in Chaffee, Gunnison, and Sawatch counties. This is CPR News.